You're back with Annie on Solidarity Breakfast, and we've got Danny Barley on the line. She is the president of RAFU, the Fighting Union, the Retail and Fast Food Workers Union. G'day, Danny. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. This is a very important request that you're making of 3CR listeners and the community in general, aren't you?
Indeed. We're asking for people to join a community boycott of the supermarket duopoly, so Coles and Woolworths, from Monday, December 18th, to support our members who are going to be taking nationwide industrial action to get a better contract.
Okay, so is it just on the 18th of December that you want people to boycott them?
It'll be from the 18th to the 24th. So up until Christmas, we're basically encouraging people, if you can, shop elsewhere.
Okay. Now, tell us about RAFU's experience of trying to negotiate with Coles and Woolworths.
I will preface this by saying I'm not involved directly in the bargaining, but my understanding is that Coles and Woolies have both dragged their feet. I believe it's Coles. It's been about 4 years. Where we've been trying to get them to come to the bargaining table, and they've only just come because of the laws passed last year. Woolworths has been bargaining, but it's the same thing. We put in our log of claims back in March, and there hasn't been any kind of real progress since then.
So tell us about the key issues, because I know that there was a strike quite recently, a super strike, which as the people who were standing outside Coles down in Spencer Street said in Melbourne, said it was a dream that the workers in these major outlets would one day be standing in a strike because it was so difficult to build enough energy to be able to get people to be fighting back from this disrespectful employer?
Absolutely. So, I mean, part of the problem just in retail and fast food in general is it's such a transitory industry. But, you know, what our members are fighting for are just basic things. We're talking about a living wage. So most of them are paid at best. They're a little bit above the minimum wage at around $25, $26 an hour. But anyone under the age of 21 is going to be paid a proportion of that, you know, sometimes as low as $12 an hour. If they're a worker with a disability, they could be paid just a couple of dollars an hour under the current laws. So we're calling for an end to that. We're calling for a minimum of a $29 an hour wage, which would be, you know, the start of a living wage. It's quite low compared to a lot of other industries. We're also calling for things like, you know, security for casuals and part-time workers where they're not going to have their rosters filled on a regular basis for what are, quote, you know, business needs, where they have no ability to go, hey, that doesn't work for me. I'm going to lose X amount of money because I was on night shift and now I'm on evenings, things like that. But also proper security in stores. You know, these workers are facing an increasing level of abuse and harassment. And the answer from a lot of the, you know, companies is basically amounting to, here, we'll give you some CCTV, you know, to wear on your body in the form of, like, body cameras. And, you know, I would argue almost amounts to kind of, you know, hey, we hope you feel better, but we're sorry that someone threw a metal scooter, as reported by Yahoo News last week. You know, we're sorry someone assaulted you.
Yeah, I mean, it's the fallacy about CCTV cameras is that it stops crime, but in actual fact, it just witnesses crime, really.
Yeah, and the idea that, you know, the workers are going to, in a heated moment, either go, okay, I'm turning on my body camera so that, you know, that's not going to increase the antagonism from, you know, whoever's harassing them, or that they're going to remember to do that in a you know, full-on situation. Like, it's just ridiculous. And they keep saying things like, we can't, you know, it's too expensive to have security during the day. You know, these are companies that have each made over $1 billion in the last year. So it rings a bit hollow.
It's interesting because it's a little bit like the idea that a person gets in their head when they talk about a farm. People think about the local farmer and the farmer, but they don't realise that actually a real farm these days is actually a corporation and it has a manager. So the family farm myth. But when you think about a supermarket like Coles or Woolworths, you get a picture in your head of a busy, with lots of people interacting, that sort of stuff. But of course, there's lots of isolated areas where people are by themselves and are very open to abuse of this sort.
Indeed. And, you know, you never know who's going to be waiting in a darkened car park or, you know, things like that. So I can only imagine the kind of things that you end up fearing in those moments. And, you know, I think also, too, you know, so many people have the attitude of, oh, well, you know, this is your first job and, like, you know, then you go on to a better job. But there are a lot of people that this is a lifelong job or for whatever reason. Like, it doesn't matter. Every worker deserves dignity.
Oh, yeah. No, that's the thing. Every fair pay for the work that they're doing. I mean, the problem that you're talking about is job security as well as, and that flows on to not just being able to pay the rent, but actually being able to plan a future.
Indeed. And also even just at this point to afford the groceries that they're helping to sell. I mean, Coles has introduced bag checks for employees as they leave to make sure they're not, you know, stealing food because they can't afford to sell it. You know, it's insults like that are just kind of, it's a bit on the nose if you would write that in a fictional story.
Yeah, that's exactly right. I mean, what really happens when they depress wages and security of employment is increase the amount of security to observe workers as well as people buying from their shops.
Absolutely. So they've brought in, you know, all of the kind of, you know, cameras and other anti-theft things into the self-checkouts, but they're also increasing security in the you know, back of house area for workers. So they're doing locker checks and then bag checks and things like that.
But they're not providing security that will defend the workers from assault.
Exactly.
Well, that's an interesting analysis of their behaviour, isn't it? And who they actually are working for. Do you know how the concept of ramping up community support for the actions of the workers and the workers' needs in the supermarkets came about? How they decided to do the shopper boycott, community boycott from December the 18th to the 24th to Coles and Woolworths?
Well, I wasn't involved in those discussions, but I think more broadly, something that we've learned as a union is community support is one of those key things. When we were involved in the Better Red Than Dead campaign, which was a bookstore in Newtown in Sydney, part of what, you know, really kind of buoyed us through that was the absolute, you know, staunch community support, you know, supporting those workers there. And it was certainly something that came up during the superstrike in October, which was, you know, okay, well, I'm not a Coles or a Woolies, you know, worker, but what can I do to support? So I think, you know, particularly at a time when, you know, it's the week before Christmas, this is, you know, all retailers are certainly expecting to make a boatload, but especially things like grocery store sellers, you know, as people are preparing for Christmas lunches and things like that, they're certainly expecting to make a lot. So this is a chance for the community to, you know, throw their weight around a little bit, particularly when the duopoly, you know, takes over nearly 60% of the grocery market. So it's not just affecting workers, it's affecting farmers, it's affecting other manufacturers, consumers, across the board.
Yeah, because what they do is by owning the market like this, as we've seen with price gouging, it's been shown that there has been significant price gouging because they can.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, even, you know, Choice gave them a Shonky Award for cashing in on the whole cost of living crisis. And there, you know, there was no kind of like, oh, bowed heads, you know, shame about it. They're just like, yeah, that's, you know, that's what we do.
In fact, it's a badge of honor, really, for them.
Yeah, probably. I mean, probably. I'm sure in some, you know, shareholder conversations.
Yeah, well, it's about time the community actually fought back. There are alternative ways of buying what you need, and it might even be the start for the community to reclaim all those outlets that they'd forgotten about because they thought it was more convenient to go to a very large shop.
Absolutely. And yeah. Then, you know, that there's also that wonderful thing of then you build kind of local community. So you do know your butcher, you do know your fruit seller.
That's exactly right. It's really important that the community starts to fight back from these corporations because it's a prison that and they're just about to close the door and lock the lock with their key. It's time for people to realise that we need a little bit of diversity in this for our own safety.
For sure. Absolutely.
Okay. Thank you very much for talking to us about this and being creative in this method of finding other ways of getting the workers' message across.
No worries. And just, yeah, if people are looking for more information, I'll just plug our website, rafu.org.au. We've got more information about that if people want to get involved. Because, yeah, obviously, you know, the only way workers win is when they work together.
Thank you very much for talking to me this morning, Danny.
All right, no worries. Have a good day.
You too. Well, that was Danny Barley, and she's the president of RAFU, Retail and Fast Food Workers Union. They're asking for us, the community, to boycott Coles and Woolworths between December the 18th and the 24th in support of their need to negotiate for pay, conditions, safety, job security and respect. Be part of the answer.